down. And with stocks back in rally mode, our next guest joins us to help make sense of these moves and where we may be heading. Chris Zaccarelli is Chief Investment Officer for Independent Advisors Alliance. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I first want to get your reaction to what we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell this morning, and particularly what he said about what we should be expecting from the Fed's March meeting. Let's take a listen.
So this is where that leaves me. I do think it will be appropriate to raise our target range for the federal funds rate at the March meeting in a couple of weeks, and I'm inclined to propose and support a 25 basis point rate hike. We're also going to write down our new summary of economic projection individual forecasts, which will show each participant's views of the path forward in the economy and with rates. I also expect that at this meeting, we'll make good progress toward an agreement on a plan to shrink the balance sheet. We will not finalize that plan at this meeting. We'll do that when we think the time is right at a coming meeting.
So, Chris, this was an unusually clear message about the rate hike and other moves that we should be expecting out of the Fed in just a couple of weeks. How much of this rally today do you think is being driven by the clarity that we received this morning from Powell?
Well, I think a large part of the rally is being driven by that clarity. To your point, you know, by expressing that 25 basis points is a likely path to the Fed, that takes away some of the uncertainty. There was a big debate in the market about whether it be 25 basis points or 50 basis points out of the gate. You know, clearly the conflict in Ukraine and what's happening with Russia and global sanctions potentially dampening global economic growth. So that makes it more likely that the Fed would want to go a little bit more slowly. But on the other hand, inflation is rising. And if you just look at oil prices today or any other measures of the softs across the commodities complex, they have to do something. And so 25 basis points makes sense to start. It's our concern that, you know, they're going to have to go for longer and higher than people are currently expecting. But at least they provided some clarity to the market in terms of the size of the rate hike for next month or for later this month. And that's probably why people are buying the dip, because they're seeing a little bit more certainty, at least in the near term.
And yet, even with this near-term clarity on monetary policy and the move higher that we're seeing across stocks today, the VIX, the CBOE volatility index, is still above 30. Should investors be taking this as a sign to proceed with caution in the near term for stocks?
We think so. We think it makes sense to be to have some caution. I mean, the Fed is going to have to raise rates in order to fight inflation. They have an extremely large balance sheet. That's $9 trillion that they're looking to run off. And that was another thing that Powell talked about. Not only did he telegraph the 25 basis points rate hike, he made sure that people realize that they're still looking to run off their balance sheet. We would guess it'd be maybe sometime in June when they would make that announcement. So balance sheet is not going to be pushed to the end of this year. It will be happening in the next few months. And so I think that's something for investors to keep in mind. I'm not surprised to see the VIX elevated, because there's a lot of uncertainty about where things may go from here. And there's plenty of air pockets ahead if there is volatility through the Fed, or even if things take a turn for the worse in Ukraine.
So then with that in mind, then, what are some of the key questions that you're getting from retail investors versus institutional investors? And what answers do you have from them, knowing historically what we've seen happen once the market corrects after some of these risks?
Sure. Great question. And you know, it's really interesting. You see a lot of institutions talking about how wars and other conflicts are typically short-lived. The market will sell off and then immediately bounce back. And so I think a lot of people are trying to follow that playbook. What retail investors are much more worried about is, you know, what's happening with inflation, what's happening with their portfolio. Whenever we hit all-time highs, investors start to wonder, you know, should they take some money off the table? And usually we try to keep investors invested in the market for as long as possible. We want to make sure that they're not listening to the noise around them. However, I would say it's interesting that the noise in Ukraine, which is causing a lot of consternation amongst retail investors, I actually think that's probably not the biggest threat to the market. I do think the Federal Reserve raising rates, either because of inflation or because of the size of their balance sheet in terms of financial conditions tightening, there are some risks out there. So, you know, as always, we want our investors to think long term. But as far as portfolio managers and active managers for our retail clients' money, we are exercising a little bit more caution than we would, say, even the last 2 years.
So then how will your investment strategy differ this year versus last year, when it was really COVID at the front of mind, but now we have other things like prolonged inflation and the Ukraine crisis perhaps lingering for who knows how long?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the Ukraine crisis, with the exception of seeing the troop buildup at the end of December, where we knew that something may happen in Ukraine, for the most part, I don't think most people were predicting even a few months ago that Russia would try to take over the entire country. And so that's something that was really not foremost in our minds as investors, and something to protect against. You know, for something like that, where it's a little bit of an unexpected event, just having good diversification can help you. What we were worried about was inflation becoming entrenched, the Fed having to raise interest rates. And so in a higher inflationary environment, we were talking about how energy and financials, you know, over the last couple of months, and even when I sent my notes out yesterday, were better places to put your money, because if rates go higher, all things being equal, that's good for financials. And energy is one of the biggest beneficiaries of inflation. And so we were pointing out that when everyone was making that risk off move to utilities or to longer duration equities, it made a lot more sense to us to stick with the value trade, to look within financials and energy. And sure enough, that's what's happening today. You know, we're not trying to make day-by-day predictions, but we do think there's a trend in place where ultimately value over the course of this year should outperform growth because of inflation, because of higher interest rates, regardless of what happens in Ukraine, which we also do believe will be somewhat of a short-term impact on markets, as bad as it is, a humanitarian disaster, and clearly global growth will be affected. So it is a factor.
And so even with today's move, how far out do you believe that the markets are looking, even if we do have from Fed Chair Jerome Powell the signaling of a 25 basis point hike as of this point in time? There still is on the table that data dependency, which they're going to lean into, which could call for even more, not just quantity of hikes, but perhaps the quality of those hikes along the way could be even higher than 25 basis points.
From where we sit, we think the market's looking relatively short term. You know, clearly you're seeing a big rally in the major indices. You're seeing that kind of, well, I wouldn't say irrational exuberance, but you're seeing a buy the dip mentality. The idea that as long as the market is down because of what's happening in Ukraine, history will tell us that you should buy those dips because war and other conflicts, for the most part, are buying opportunities. We wouldn't be so aggressive. We would be a little bit more cautious. We would, again, look to what the Fed is doing. Powell did telegraph 25 basis points versus 50 basis points. So in the short run, that's bullish for the market. He did mention that they could raise higher amounts in the future and more often. So I think even though he's telegraphing that he believes inflation again will slowly take care of itself, he won't use the T word transitory, but he's still telegraphing that he thinks that inflation will largely come under control without as much effort as necessary from the Fed. But I think he has been humble, to use his own words, in terms of their predictions. And so the fact that they had to do that about face even a few months ago, from trying to let the economy run hot to quickly pivoting to interest rate hikes, which we're going to see in a couple of weeks, as well as balance sheet reduction, is an example of that. However, I think, you know, again, the Fed may be surprised by how much inflation gets entrenched and how much they actually need to do to contain that inflation.
And so with what you said, in this market being extremely short term looking as of right now, how much should investors be putting in play in terms of a percentage of their portfolio? What type of rotation and that activity should they also be putting in play?
You know, for the way we've approached it is, you know, we're trying to take a dollar cost averaging approach to any portfolios that are in cash. In portfolios that are fully invested, we're trying to be a little bit more safe with how we invest. We're not advocating that you go to cash or that we think the top is in by any means, but we just think the types of companies you should be buying should be a little bit more cautious. So again, back to the idea of a quality company in terms of pricing power in an inflationary environment, having a good balance sheet in case we do run into some financial difficulties, thinking about those companies with good brands, with good moats around their business, but a little bit more inflation protection than what you would normally need. And so we think it's the quality of the types of companies you're buying, not the binary decision about whether or not you should go to cash or get fully invested. That's really how we're approaching it, because I think there's so many unknowns, not only in the short run, but the medium term. And so we're trying to be a little bit more cautious without making a bold prediction one way or the other in terms of where the larger indices will go over the next few months, if not the next year.
Certainly. All right. Chris Zaccarelli, who is the independent advisor at Alliance Chief Investment Officer. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Certainly appreciate the time and insights.